Hello.
Hi, this is Laquan. I'm giving you a call back from customer support as you requested. May I please have your zip code?
It's 93021.
I do thank you for that.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. You said 93021. May I please have the first and last name?
I'm sorry, who are you calling from? Is this from the primary gadget?
Being that we service multiple companies, I would have to locate an account.
Okay. Well, I have a couple of things I'm calling about, and I think they're both originating from your location. So the primary name, I guess, would be Lyle Pennington. It would either be Lyle Pennington or Marjorie Pennington.
I do thank you for that. I'm still here. I'm just waiting for my system to load.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I have two charges on my card that I don't recognize.
Yes, ma'am. Once I locate an account, I can tell you who's charging you and why, and if you'd like, what we can do about it. And you said last name is Pennington?
Yeah, that's P as in Paul.
Okay, I do. Thank you for that. May I ask, what did you... Okay. Under Lyle Pennington, I show that the charge, we attempted to charge $574.
Right.
And it was declined by your financial institution.
Yeah. And so I don't know what it would have been for, because
for the ice maker, a survey was taken to win that.
An ice maker?
Yes, ma'am.
No. We never ordered an ice maker.
It was a survey that was taken, and you had the opportunity to choose your free gift. And the ice
a survey that was, no, that's not, no survey that we took.
Yes, ma'am, I can only provide you with the information in our system, and that's the information that we have within our system as to why this account was attempted to be billed.
Yeah, well, so then I need to contact my card and tell them that we're declining that, right?
Ma'am, this charge was attempted to be billed to you on October 3rd. The charge did not go through, and the account has not been attempted to be billed since October 3rd.
Okay, so but they've got my account on hold because of this.
Well, we don't have, then you need to tell your financial institution to remove that hold off your account, because we didn't capture any of your information. That's why we didn't attempt to charge you anything further.
All right. Okay, and so do you have, I'm suspecting that, do you have another, for another company called Deliberate Conscious?
The name that's on your statement is the merchant's name. So I wouldn't know unless you tell me what the charge is, and then I can let you know.
Okay.
If that's a charge from our company.
Yeah, this charge was under my name, Marjorie Pennington. The charge is for $49.99 on October the 24th.
You said it's for your name, Marjorie Pennington. It's not Lyle Pennington.
We are both under the Barclay card. We just
I'm saying the name that's in the system is what I'm trying to
Okay. It would be, under this charge, it would be Marjorie F. Pennington. I can't figure out what it's for.
I'm just going to put that last name in and see if an account pulls up. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just waiting for it's going
all
through
right.
Our entire system.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not locating an account for a Marjorie Pennington.
Okay.
Is there any alternate telephone numbers that you have on the account?
Any alternate telephone number?
Yes, that's on your statement. Or could this account be under a different name than Marjorie?
Well, it shows that it was that this purchase was made under my card, so I don't know that it could have any other name other than mine.
Could anyone else have access to your card?
No. Here's my dilemma. The first one that we talked about, okay, and then I had that was under a card that my husband doesn't use, okay, so that's how I know that one's bogus, but. On the second one, the one we're speaking of, the reason I think I have a phone number on my statement of 855-4838-984. Now, I know that's a different number than the number that's on the 7574, but it seems like everything else is the same. So I just do not understand. Can you verify that that's a number that would come to you? That phone number?
I can't verify anything until I locate an account. And being that I'm not locating an account, I wouldn't be able to verify anything.
Okay. So if I gave you my phone number, are you able to check underneath that?
Is it the telephone number that you're calling in on now?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm not locating an account with that either.
Okay. All right. Well, that really doesn't help. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, at least yourself part of it. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.